if you send for me. I'm going to glow up one more time, trust me. I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times, ugh. You can't take this one nowhere, ugh. I look better with no hair, ugh. Ain't no sign I can't smoke hair, ugh. Yeah. Give me the chance and I'll go there. I said what I said, I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head, I don't care, I paint the town red. I said what I said, I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head, I don't care, I paint the town red. She the devil, she bad little, the rebel. Sis, I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time, you ain't know I win. Throw a shot like you tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Fans ain't dumb but extreme is all. I'm a demon lord, fall off what, I ain't seen the horse, called your bluff, better cite the source, saying yeah. Something that I need no more, yeah. Cause trick, I said what I said, I'd rather be famous instead, I let all that get to my head, I don't care, I paint the town red, trick, I said what I said, I'd rather be famous instead, I let all that get to my head, I don't care, I paint the town red.
It's the Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss.
Kiss 92.5.
Oh, yes. Hey, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on.
Calm down. Time to get it off the chest right now. Maybe you should talk about your problems. It's Roz and Mocha Vented Moments.
Oh, my gosh. Vented Moments, one of my favorite things that we do here on the Roz and Mocha Show. If you ever want to be a part of Vented Moments, text VENT to 925-555. You can be completely anonymous, by the way, with Vented Moments.
You don't have to say anything other than what is pissing you off. Mm-hmm. So, and then again, like the story behind Vented Moments, if it's your first time hearing it, people have these things that just drive them nuts. Sometimes it might be politically incorrect to say to your friends or your coworkers, or even put your name behind it. Sometimes it's about the people you know. Uh-huh. We give you the platform, we give you the show, we give you the audience to just go off. So caller, what are you venting about today?
I'm venting about walking my dog.
Walking your dog?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
When we first got our dog 2 years ago, we were told that she was between 10 and 11 years old and that she'd only need 2 half-hour walks a day.
Okay. Wait. What kind of dog? What kind of dog?
She's half pug, half miniature pincher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So they said, all right, great. You know, she's older. She'll be quiet, not much energy. She'll be mellow. We learned quickly that we adopted the equivalent of a 58-year-old Mike Tyson.
Yeah, she
was ready to cross 6 lanes of traffic to kick another dog's ass, whether they did anything or not.
Yo, I'm looking at a photo of these dogs. Super cute, by the way, bro.
Exactly. That's the problem. She's made a ton of progress since then, but she's still very reactive. So we have to keep her head on a swivel and try to keep a fair distance from other dogs when walking her. So when I get some dude who's on his phone walking his husky, or some tall chick with a ponytail pulled through a baseball cap and a tank top and yoga pants, car walking their dog behind us at about 60 knots an hour, you know, we have to do everything in our power to get our dog from going Arturo Gatti on their dog. The problem is, a dog looks all sweet and innocent and all cute,
yeah,
but she treats every walk like her first day in prison.
I'm top dog.
Yeah, she's looking for the first dog to unleash on, no matter the size. So maybe speed walking through us like Usain Bolt at a middle school track meet isn't such a great idea, right?
Yeah,
I love this guy.
Yeah.
you know my dog's history? Because we don't. What we do know is that we only seen her back down once, and that was when we came face to face with a coyote.
Oh, dang.
Oh, wow.
But we were in Leaside, so the coyote just kind of looked us up and down, then hopped in its Range Rover and drove to Starbucks. So,
Skies.
Yeah, I know. They're pretty special over there, those coyotes.
Full routine.
Yeah, they got a whole thing there. They're getting their rackets restrung at Merchant of Tennis.
Okay.
So, is this a troll job, man? Like, you had this whole routine written down and testing out the material?
So, are you pissed off at other dog walkers, or are you pissed off at your own dog?
It's a little bit of both. The dog walkers that don't give us any notice, you know, that just kind of come right up to us, that part drives me nuts, but... You know, this dog, when it's like constantly trying to hold her back, it's like Scrappy-Doo, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If it makes you feel any better, we have a 3-year-old Australian Shepherd at home. When we leave to take the dog out in the neighborhood, I got to look both ways down the street to make sure that there are no people, that there are no other dogs.
Really?
And hope that when we are out in the wild, we don't encounter anyone in the neighborhood, because our Australian Shepherd, Leo, loses his mind.
Really?
Yeah, and it's not aggression, it's excitement, because he wants to see people, he wants to go to the other dog, and he is pulling like crazy.
Right.
So I feel you, man. It's tough.
Yeah. It's not like she hates people. She's all right with people as long as they don't try to come near her. But with dogs, it's on site all the time. Like, wow. She's only had 2 doggy friends, and one she met in a fight.
Yeah.
She fought him first, and then it's like, okay, now we're cool.
Right.
And then the second one was a puppy who grew up to be like a 90-pound American bulldog, and he wasn't fixed, and every time she sees him, she still tries to hump him.
It's a lady that knows what she wants.
Oh, yeah. You know, it'd be the equivalent of you coming home from work, Ross, and Catherine trying to hump you.
I understand what humping is.
Oh, my God.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Also, stay out of my business.
It's just like, who's the boss? It's me. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. I only say, I'm not accusing Catherine of anything. It's just that, like
sounds
my dog.
Like you are.
Very
bro,
cute.
Yo, and, you know, what time? What time's your routine at the comedy club this weekend? Maybe I'll come check you out.
I got a tight 5 coming up, but I'll let
all
you know.
Right,
this
all
guy.
Right, all right.
Yo,
all right.
Thanks so much for joining us on Vented Moments.
Not a problem.
By the way,
so
that's what Catherine told me the last time I walked in the kitchen.
Kiss 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrate mornings.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract, sequined stars offer silhouette every night. I can show you lights. Can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks, 'cause I can do it with a broken heart. Camera.
Cause I can deal with it.
So we've already established, especially if you've been listening to the Roz and Mocha show for a long time, we all know, damn it, Maury wears the same boxers for like 5 to 7 days
still,
in a row.
Huh? Still?
Yeah,
still,
why not?
Doesn't change. The times that he used to go to the gym, he would still wear those boxers to the gym, go home, he would shower, and then put those exact same boxers on again right afterwards. Disgusting.
A few weeks ago, I left the gym and went out to celebrate Halloween in my gym clothes and dirty boxers.
And then you still wore those boxers the very next day, right? So the current pair that you're wearing, day what?
These are new because it's like a new week.
But every week is a new week.
Yeah. Like, I guess the new week happens whenever you decide to put new underpants on?
Like the cycle.
Oh. Interesting.
Okay. I have a video I'm going to send to you guys. Okay. I'm going to send everybody in the group chat. So check your phones in a second. Okay?
All right. Yep.
The title of this video, don't use a boxer more than once a day without washing it. When you guys get the video, don't click on it yet. Just tell me when everyone receives
it. I got it.
Everyone's got it? Okay. Yep. There's no words in it. There's a song, but there's stuff that you're seeing on the screen, okay? So I'm just going to prep you guys and everybody listening right now what the video is about. It's a scientist, and he swabs the crotch area of the boxers.
Okay.
Then he rubs it on one of those, like, rectangular plastic plates that goes underneath a microscope. Go ahead. Click on the video and start watching.
Okay.
What part are you guys at?
He's rubbing it on
the thing. Oh, my God.
Keep watching, Jeff. No, keep watching.
Oh, no.
Keep watching.
So,
but could you not find that on anything, though?
Oh, my God. Bruh.
So,
Who wants to describe?
So there's just like a lot of things swimming around. I don't know what you call those, but like under the slide, there's a lot of things swimming around. And then there's like a, and I don't know what this is, but it's like a brown patch of something.
That has things, you know what?
That has things living on it.
Oh my God.
And when you say things are moving around, it's not like they're just like sliding back. Like these are things that are under the microscope that are literally moving. They look like little worms or little maggots that are moving around.
Like, has anybody said what those are?
It's bacteria. That's bacteria.
I think every single thing I've ever seen where somebody swabs it and they put it under a microscope, it looks disgusting. If we took your hat, Mocha, and swabbed it and put it under a microscope, we would all throw up.
Nah, guaranteed. I don't think so.
Yeah, because your head sweats. And if you don't wash your hats, you probably got bacteria up in there, too.
Guaranteed you would. For sure.
I'm going to be sick.
Maybe we should, like, who has more swimmers? Maury's boxers or Mocha's hat?
Oh, my God.
Maury's boxers.
Not it.
I think the hat.
Yes. Oh,
no way.
Are you kidding?
Oh.
Gross.
No way.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Celebrate mornings on KISS 92.5.
I had a dream, we were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye, you were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own. Who's gonna rock you in the sun? Won't let you sleep. Who's gonna get?
scene. Summer nights and the libertines, never growing up. I'll take with me the Polaroids and the memories, but you know I'm gonna leave behind the worship.
Show on Kiss 92.5.
Yo, we got a question from a Roz and Mocha superfan, aka Flaming Romo. His name is Edward, and he says this: for those that sing in the car, do you go with melody or do you try to harmonize? Shem, go
harmony,
ahead.
Harmony. I do it in the ear.
I hear Shem
all
harmonizing
the time.
To everything.
I harmonize everything.
Harmonizes to commercials that we
yep.
play on the show.
All the time.
To
yeah.
the songs.
Can't help
Shem,
it.
Even like songs that we play featuring Shem, he will harmonize with us.
Such a narcissist, right? Yeah. I do. I harmonize everything. I can't help it. Can't help it.
Damn it, Maury, what do you do?
I always like to sing backup.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I like to be a pep.
Yeah.
Maria, what do you do?
I just go with the melody.
Yeah.
Sing my heart out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. Sing with the melody. I don't have the voice to harmonize like that.
Yeah.
What about you, Ross?
I think I just go with melody. I actually don't do a lot of car singing, to be honest with you.
No, you don't?
Oh my God, it's so fun.
No. Like sometimes I will, but like under my breath, but I never belt it out in the car. Like
really?
I never.
I think you're lying.
I'm not. Why would I lie? Why
How
would
I lie?
How
is it so therapeutic to just sing your heart out in the car?
Yeah. No, like I do, but I never go, like I never do that where I'm going full volume. Like I don't know
really?
Why. I'll sing stuff. I'll sing along with a song, but I never like perform. I never give it my all.
Really? I'll do it with you in the car.
No, I don't.
Great question. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, damn it, Maury. The times that you used to drive Roz into work and you're listening to music, mm-hmm. would you sing in the car with Roz or would you try to get him to sing along with you?
I was singing. I remember singing all the time.
Yeah.
It was only once a week.
And Roz would reach over and turn down the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. It was only once a week because normally when Maury used to drive me in, we always listened to the news station. But on Fridays, the gay station would play like a super mix, right?
Like it was a dance party.
It was a dance party. And it was the stuff. It was all like Madonna and Cher and then a whole
RuPaul.
RuPaul. Like I never heard a RuPaul song before.
That is like your playlist,
right?
Maury.
I couldn't sing along to a RuPaul song. I didn't even know RuPaul.
You gotta work.
Yep.
How does that go?
You gotta work.
That's it. That's all you got.
That's all I remember.
Okay, Roz, if we can just jump into your truck real quick, crank up the volume, and have you harmonize to one of your favorite songs that you listen to.
I don't even know.
Okay, go for it.
Go ahead, man.
I'm gonna start to cry. I haven't heard this since I was a kid.
All by myself.
Go sing.
No one to walk with, but I'm at the on the shelf.
That's the worst.
Misbehaving, saving my love for you.
I don't even want to know what you searched to get this stuff.
Yeah, you don't.
There's like a whole. You got a whole file over there.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
On KISS 92.5.
I want to bathe in you. I want a simple distraction. Who's got all the time in the world and a crooked smile that's cute? Someone who can bring me closer to the boiling over. Be my muse, be my true obsession. Without you, I'm just learning lessons. Deja vu, be that one exception. Nothing to lose. So come on and we can be more than a fantasy. Candy sweet, rush into my teeth like a strawberry. So be my baby. To the river that I've never seen. Oh, fantasy, can't be sweet. Rush into my teeth like a strawberry. So be my baby, make you dream. Come on and we can be more than a crush. You'll be more than a first to me. Baby, you come first to me. And it's all I can do here. Just to read too deep into the songs you said to me. I'm not the one mentally, but I'm down for taking chances. Into my cheek like a strawberry. So be my baby, make you dream. Take me to the river that I've never seen. Oh, fantasy, candy sweet. Rush into my cheek like a strawberry. So be my baby, make you dream. Come on and we can be more than a crush.
Fix My Life.
Coming up this morning at 7:30.
Burham on our next FML wants to know one thing.
How do I save my marriage when it feels like I'm the only one trying?
Burham's marriage is struggling. He and his wife own a business together, and that business is doing great, but their marriage has turned into a life of two co-workers. They lost the spark. They're struggling. There's distance between them. How do you fix that?
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
This morning at 7:30 on KISS 92.5.
Food for Kids. For you.
It's KISS 92.5's 50-50 Fortune.
Supporting food for kids.
The more money we raise, the more kids we can feed in the GTA. And the more money you can win.
The current take-home prize is a guaranteed $50,000.
Plus, getting early bird could win you a hot bonus.
Oh, hi!
Tickets to see Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
KISS 92.5's 50-50 Fortune. Supporting food for kids.
Get your tickets now at KISS925.com.
Or text the word money to 925-555 to get the link sent right to your phone.
Standard message and data rates apply. 18 plus, please play responsibly. Lottery license RAF1428141.
Get early access to Black Friday prices now at The Brick. And on Friday, November 22nd, for one day only, we're releasing even more Black Friday deals. Get 65% off sofas when you buy the matching love seat or chair. Up to 30% off sectionals and recliners. Up to 30% off bedroom, dining, and home entertainment furniture. Plus, buy more, save more. Get up to an extra $300 off major kitchen appliances. Some exclusions apply. See in store for details. The Brick, saving you more. Breaking Lotomax Dream News. With Tuesday's Lotomax jackpot at an estimated $70 million, plus an estimated 10 max millions, maxed out dreams are rapidly popping up across the country, turning pools into lakefront cottages, boats into super yachts, decks into rooftop spas. It's dreaming like we've never dreamed before. Tuesday's Lotomax jackpot is an estimated $70 million, plus an estimated 10 max millions. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Tis the season to enjoy Swiss Chalet's festive special. Our famous rotisserie chicken, cranberry, stuffing, Lindor chocolates, and a scratch and win card. The festive special. Only $17.99, only at Swiss Chalet. Visit SwissChalet.com for contest details. Participating locations, white meat, taxes, and upgrades extra.
Connect to the world with special Turkish Airlines fares. Book your flight before November 30th and take advantage of great deals. Fly to the most exciting destinations with the award-winning airline that flies to more countries than any other. Terms and conditions apply. For more details, visit TurkishAirlines.com. Turkish Airlines. Widen your world.
Real Canadian Superstore is bringing it with 28 days of daily deals. This week, get Lactantia butter for only $4.50 each and a 5-pound bag of clementines for only $4. Find more ways to save at Real Canadian Superstore. Conditions may apply. See flyer for details.
Everyone, I have an announcement.
Get tickets now for the most magical event of the year. Wicked.
You're gonna be popular.
This Friday. Dance. And celebrate. Wicked. In theaters Friday. Get tickets now.
In Scarborough, this is fire behind our eyes.
A passion in our bellies.
It's in the hearts of our neighbors.
The eyes of our nurses.
And the hands of our doctors.
It's what makes Scarborough, Scarborough.
In our hospitals, we do more than anyone thought possible, with less than anyone could imagine.
But it's time to imagine what we can do with more.
Join Scarborough Health Network, and together,
we can turn grit into greatness.
Donate at lovescarborough.ca.
An Oral-B electric toothbrush delivers a professional, purifying, clean feeling. So if you want a round brush head inspired by dentists,
come and get it.
And if you want a brush that cleans 100% better than a regular brush for cleaner teeth and healthier gums,
what you waiting for?
Oral-B is the brand dentists worldwide use the most. So maybe it's time you
come and get it.
You get it. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by redtag.ca.
On KISS 92.5.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm too controlled when you're not next to me? I'm bad habits, hard to break when I'm with you.
Fix my life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Burham, what's up, man? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to Fix My Life. What's going on with you?
Thank you. Great to be here. How do I save my marriage when it feels like I'm the only one trying?
Oh, wow. Burham, you wrote us this. I'm having issues with my wife after we returned from vacation. We've been struggling as a couple, especially with running our business together, which has put a strain on our relationship. The vacation was meant to help us reconnect, but when we got back, my mother-in-law confronted me saying I don't help enough at home and that my wife does everything. I've been dealing with anxiety and stress, and I've been managing with acupuncture therapy and personal training. To my mother-in-law, it looks like I've been avoiding all my responsibilities. My wife thinks I need therapy, and while I'm open to it, I've been getting advice from family and others who've been through similar issues. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to save our marriage, but I feel like I'm the only one making the changes. She needs to meet me halfway.
How was the vacation when you guys went?
It was amazing. We have never been on a honeymoon before.
Mm-hmm.
It's been on my bucket list for a long time to go to the Caribbean.
Why did you need the vacation? When you say it was a way for you guys to reconnect, what was going on with you guys before the vacation?
Basically, we both got burnt out. We worked really hard because we worked together. We are business partners. We hardly talk to each other, anything other than work. It's always about work or kids, and we don't really talk to each other about each other. So we're, you know, I kind of surprised her. I'm like, okay, you know, we're going on vacation in the hopes of fixing our relationship.
And you said it like that, like she understood that this was you guys trying to go and reconnect, right?
Yes. So the goal was that we were going to talk, you know, with each other, spend more time with each other.
And did you guys talk about all this stuff, or did you avoid it because everything was so beautiful?
We talked to each other, and we would always, you know, come up with strategies. How do we delegate responsibilities with work, family, house? We wrote it down. But when we came back, she's telling me that we fell back into old patterns and that I'm not fulfilling my my duties. And I'm not, you know, spending enough time with her.
Are you, though?
No. Well, this week was particularly busy for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was focusing a lot on work. And then when I get stressed with work and I'm tired, I don't sleep enough, I need some time away from home. And so yesterday, after my last event, I went and hung out with my parents because they live away from us. And that was my way of unwinding and resting. But to her, it's I'm just you know, spending too much time away from home, and I don't want to spend any time with her. But I when I come home, I'm just stressed, and you know, it's not my way of unwinding.
Does she have the same concerns that you have? Like, has she brought this stuff up to you independently before?
She has, and for her, it's always like, you don't spend enough time with me. You don't focus on me. And whenever I come up with new strategies, either to help around the house, like, because for me, I do chores and stuff, but we've been married 8 years, and it takes a toll on you. So I want to focus on my business. I want to focus on my kids and do other stuff with my life right now. when I try to hire cleaners or maids or any way to help out in the house, she says, no, I don't want people to touch my stuff. I want to do it myself. I am bringing solutions to her to help her out that way, but she's not open to them.
Okay. From her end, and I'll tell you what one of the problems is, right, is that when you need to recharge, when you need to get back to a happy place, when you need to get your head right, when you need to do all of that stuff, you need to do it away from her.
Yes, exactly.
But that's a problem. I would take that very personally.
Right.
Like if you're telling her, hey, listen, I'm stressed out. I got a lot going on. There's this business. There's all this stuff going on in my life. I need to go get right. And the only mechanism that you have to get it right is spending time either alone or with people who are not your wife.
And that's the struggle we have because I'm very social. I'm very outgoing. I need to spend time with people.
Just told us that in those moments you bail.
Yeah.
Right? I would take that personally if I was her.
Why don't you want to hang out with her? Why is she not the person that you look to for
to get you out of that spot?
Balance at the end of the day.
So right now she's been going through something. So I think after our last child, she got a little depressed and she's going through something right now. She's very down. She used to be very social back where she's from, another province. For whatever reason, she just wants to stay. So her way of unwinding is to stay at home and do nothing, either be on her phone or TV. And to her, if I don't stay at home with her and just do nothing, then I don't love her. Her feel important.
Maybe that's what she needs, man.
Burham, she's not going through something. You're going through something. The two of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, have you guys tried couples counseling at all?
We haven't formally. It's always been just family.
No. Forget about the family, man.
You can't bring this
stuff to your family.
For sure.
Right? Because they're always going to pick a side.
I'm definitely open to it, and I have been talking to my my doctor about it. But my concern is that if I do all the work, I won't get any support from her. And it's been like that too. Like all the therapy that I've been going, the physical therapy I've been taking so far, to her, it's like, oh no, this is not going to help you. You need therapy. You need counseling.
Yeah, I think you do. I think you do. I think you both do. I think she's right.
You need somebody on your own, but then you also need a separate person for the two of you.
Even just the way you talk, right? When you were talking about your wife after she gave birth to the other kid, you said she's going through depression. You are both going through that, okay? Yeah. You are a team. Yeah. And I know you guys run a business together, and it sounds like to me that your closest and best relationship is the business relationship, and you guys leave nothing left to be a couple.
Right.
Okay. And you've fallen into this thing of where you are literally just business partners, and you've built lives like each other as if you're coworkers, where you don't spend all this time together. That's the problem with running a business together, is that you can't forget that you're a couple, and you guys have fallen into this thing where you're business partners, but now you're not a couple, you're coworkers.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like that too.
Yeah. So that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you've separated yourself from her. You guys aren't going through anything together with the business you do, but not in your marriage, not in your family.
Yeah, I need to think of us as a team instead of each individually. Thank you so much, guys.
I appreciate all the help.
Looking for some advice? Be a part of Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Text FML to 925-555.
KISS 925.
Cause I don't have a choice. Oh, but I wouldn't get to have you lying by my side. this is too deep. I gotta change the station, so I turn the dial, trying to catch a break. And then I hear baby face. I only think of you. And it's breaking my heart. I'm trying to keep it together, but I'm falling apart. I'm feeling all out of my element. Throwing things, crying, trying to figure out where the hell I went wrong. The pain reflected in the song, it even happened when I'm feeling inside. I need you back in my life.
Kiss
92.5. Kiss. 7:41. We are the Roz and Mocha Show. 6 degrees right now. 9 is the high. Chance of showers this afternoon. Keep listening out for us to tell you to text in to us in order to potentially win Taylor Swift Eras Tour tickets, presented by Rogers, by the way. Eras is the key word you need today. Do not text Eras right now. You got to wait for us to tell you to text Eras. When that happens, you'll qualify for tickets that'll be given away at midnight. Is it on Thursday going into Friday or yes. Wednesday? It's Thursday night yes. into Friday,
yes.
right?
Yes.
That we're giving away at midnight. We did this last week and
oh my God. Like,
literally everybody in the city was listening at that time. So we're going to do it again. And I can tell you that at some point during the Roz and Mocha Show, we're here until 10 a.m. But at some point during the Roz and Mocha Show, we're going to ask for you to text ERAS to 925-555 in order to qualify, okay?
Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
A Roz and Mocha Show and KISS 925 News Break.
Timothy Chalamet doing that Bob Dylan movie. And I guess Timothy Chalamet is actually singing in the movie.
Oh, no,
so
bad.
I want to play you a clip. I'm going to play you Bob Dylan, first of all. So okay. I'll play a Bob Dylan song called Hard Rains Are Gonna Fall. This is Bob Dylan.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son?
The folky.
Sure.
And where have you been? My darling,
very specific voice, right?
Mm-hmm. Unique.
Very specific. Thank you. Very unique.
I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty.
All right, now you want to hear Timothy Chalamet?
Sure.
So this is Timothy Chalamet.
I'm going to be disappointed.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son?
Yo, this is Timothy Chalamet's real voice?
Yeah.
Oh, where have you been, my darling young one?
Wow, this is good.
It's not bad, right?
I stumbled.
I thought it was going to sound way different. Like in a bad way.
Yeah. Because Bob Dylan's a hard one because so many people have done a version of Bob Dylan as parody.
Uh-huh.
That it's a fine line between doing Bob Dylan and not having it sound like a goof. Right?
Yeah, he prepared 5 years for this movie.
What's that, Mark?
He said that he prepared 5 years for this movie.
Really, huh?
That he was meant to do this role.
Yeah. I think he sounds all right.
Yeah. Hey, stupid question.
Does he get more money for singing the actual songs? Probably.
Huh. Okay, stupid question number two.
Okay. Yeah.
And don't come at me for this, because I don't know anything about Bob Dylan.
Okay, no problem.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Does anyone know what Bob Dylan thinks of Timothy Chalamet singing the songs?
Exactly. You probably never will.
No?
Didn't Bob Dylan, what was the award that Bob Dylan won and he didn't show
the
up?
The Nobel Prize.
The Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh my right. God, that's like such a high honor.
Yeah, he didn't show.
He wasn't there
nah,
to grab it.
Nah. Nah. Like, he's like, no thanks. Everybody. Nah, he's like, no thanks. He didn't
like,
want
no
it.
Like, no thanks, I don't want it?
I think, send it in the mail. No, hold on here. Let me get this right.
Can you UPS it to me?
Yeah, hold on here.
Why?
Like, that is, like,
that's a big honor. Like, you should go.
People, like, their life's mission is to get a Nobel Peace Prize. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
I'm so cultured, guys.
Bob Dylan declined to attend the 2016 Nobel Prize ceremony for literature due to prior commitments.
Prior commitments?
He did acknowledge the award.
By saying what? I know about them?
So good. He's just one of those old dudes.
All right.
Cool. Anyway, so there you go. Sounds good.
All he said was sorry.
Yeah. Sticky is this new show on Prime Video. It's based on that maple syrup heist that happened in Quebec in 2012, that where they like stole like $18 million worth of maple syrup. And Margot Martindale, who you know her maybe from The Americans or Dexter. I know her because she was in one of my favorite movies of all time, which is Walk Hard.
Margot
Martindale. You will know her immediately.
Oh, I know. I love her.
Yes, she's been in everything.
She always plays like the nice, funny, like mom or grandmother or aunt.
Or she's ruthless. Yes.
I love her.
So she plays Ruth Landry, who's the sort of middle-aged maple syrup farmer who partners up with a mob guy and a security guard to try and get away with this heist. Dammit Maury talking to Margot Martindale last night.
Why should everyone check this out? It was an amazing show. Great Canadian story, too, by the way.
Great Canadian story. It's a great Canadian story. It's a great story. It's a frolic. It's a caper. It's fun. It's deep. It's challenging and it's short.
Oh, perfect.
Are you ready? I have a joke for you. They're surprisingly good. Okay. Why did the maple syrup break up with the pancake?
Sounds like she's losing.
Pause for one second. Which one of you is wheezing?
She was.
That's like her wheezing. That's her
wheezing. She about to take her last breath. It's like, these jokes are so bad, I might as well just die.
I don't know.
Okay, because it found someone butter.
It's so ridiculous.
Okay, why was the maple syrup always so calm?
I don't know.
Okay, because it knew how to stay smooth under pressure. Okay, that's all I have. I'm tapped out.
Oh God!
Sorry, no. I'm sorry. Sorry. Thank you so much. It was an honor to meet you.
Thank you, darling.
She was. She was just being polite, bro. She didn't want to diss you. She's just being polite.
She's like, this is why we hate Brett.
Yeah.
I hate red carpets.
She's like, I didn't want to do this in the first place. I crossed the border for this?
Yes.
Nonsense?
Yes.
I had to go through customs for this?
Yes. I did a TV show where I was literally sticky for 6 months, and then I got to talk to this guy?
Maple syrup jokes?
I can't wait to see this, though. It's called The Sticky. That is the great Margot Martindale.
Are you all tapped out now?
Am I all tapped out? Yeah, I'm tapped out.
Okay.
One more of the news with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On KISS 92.5. I'm in my pretty girl.
Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On Kiss 92.5.
Phone grandma for ages. You have to wait to call her to tell her you're coming to pick her up.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
Win $92.
Or ticket chance up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On Kiss 92.5.
We've got a big beauty week ahead of us.
I'm so ready. Sephora Cyber Week sales are major.
They're beyond. Different brands are 30% off every day.
I know. I'm so excited to save on Youth to the People, Anastasia Beverly Hills, Bondi Boost, and more.
And all my faves are half off on Black Friday.
50% off select beauty? Sign me up.
It's Sephora's best week ever.
Starting November 24th, don't miss daily deals all week long. Plus, up to 50% off top beauty brands. Exclusions and terms apply. Offers end December 2nd. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Perfect vision is what we're here for.
You won't believe this. Vogue Optical has
50% off every frame.
Wait, hold up. Even the designer ones?
Every single frame.
Whoa, this sale is too good to pass up.
So what are you waiting for? Swing by Vogue Optical and use up those optical benefits before the end of the year. See store for details.
Vogue Optical.
At Great Wolf Lodge, your whole family can go on an adventure. Splash away in our water park and bowl a perfect score with your pack. And mix game time with family time. And at Great Wolf Lodge, all this excitement is just a short drive away. So bring the pack together and learn more at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Whether it's towing your big toys or hauling gear for the job site, the Toyota Tundra handles it all without breaking a sweat. By the end, you'll be standing there wishing you could high-five that truck. That's what we call being Tundra Struck. It's time to be impressed. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2024 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $129 weekly for 40 months at 2.39% with $5,300 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Walmart is the number one place to save on groceries. You can save $2.53 on a bag of your Fresh Market mini red or yellow potatoes on for only 94 cents. That's 73% in savings. Walmart, save money. Live better.
The Ross Petty Panto is back. You and your family are invited to a holiday musical extravaganza. Enjoy The Wizard of Oz like you've never seen it before. Audiences of all ages will embark on a whimsical journey alongside Dorothy and her beloved companions as they navigate the fantastical landscapes of Tarazto, brimming with laughter, toe-tapping hit songs, and mischievous antics. Secure your tickets for a rip-roaring merry time at CanadianStage.com.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca. Travel made easy.
Hey, it's 6 degrees right now. Might get some rain this afternoon. A high of 9. Needy or greedy is after Tate McRae. It's KISS 92.5. Good morning.
Baby, you don't like talking too much about yourself. But you should have told me that you were thinking about someone else. You're drunk at a party or maybe it's just that your car broke down. You're folding off for a couple months. You're calling me now. I know you like this. When shit don't go your way, you need it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had. But I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first. Heard that you moved on quicker than I could have ever, you know that hurt. Swear for a while I'm still on my phone just to see your name. But now that it's there, I don't really know what to say. I know you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it. Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had. But I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first. Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had, but I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Yo, let's get you on the radio. Let's get you some free money with Needy or Greedy. Today's keyword that you need all day, because we'll play every hour until 6 p.m. is rain. R-A-I-N. Text that with your name to 925-555. And you could choose to be needy. We got $92 for you. Yeah. Or you could choose to be greedy. Guess the jackpot. Up to $5,000.
We're starting over.
And if you're right, you'll get the cash. The reason why we say up to five grand is because Nikki got a winner yesterday.
706.
$706. Is it?
Baby, you got greedy.
There you go. So yesterday, Jesse scored $706. What are you going to do? You're going to be needy and take 92 bucks, or you're going to take your chances and be greedy, guess the jackpot, up to $5,000. Get on the radio with us, the Roz and Mocha Show. Text RAIN along with your name right now to 925-555. We'll talk to you next. It's Kiss 92.5.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that. Thank you.
KISS925's Needy
or Greedy.
Yo, Mandy, we're going to get straight to the business. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. Welcome to Needy or Greedy.
Good morning.
You are kicking it all off. If you haven't heard, we got a winner yesterday, $706.
I heard.
Was one. Here's how Needy or Greedy is played.
So you got a choice. You can be needy and we'll give you that $92 right now. Or you can choose to be greedy. And since you are kicking it off, it's all up to you between like $1,000 and $5,000. You throw a guess out there and we'll tell you if you're right or wrong and whether it is actually higher or lower. So, Mandy, what is it going to be? You're going to be needy or you're going to be greedy?
You know, I always listen to this show and I think, oh, take a risk, you know?
Yeah.
Be greedy. Uh-huh. But it's a really bad odds this morning, guys, and it's close to Christmas. Uh-huh. And my birthday is coming up, and I'm going to be needy, and I'm going to take the $92.
I honestly thought you were going to say greedy.
Yeah. I know.
I'm going to be a risk taker. I'm going to be greedy.
Yep.
I was going to, but it's the first one out, and, you know, it feels like a needy kind of day. Sorry, guys.
No, don't apologize. You got $92 for free. Congratulations. Thank you very much for listening to the show. I'm going to put you on hold and get some info, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to play every hour till 6 p.m. Gameplay is at 9. Rain is your keyword that you're texting along with your name to 925-555 in order to play Needy or Greedy. Also, we got to do this.
Here's what's coming up on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Almost time to get into today's DM deep dive.
Maria, what do we got coming up today?
All right, Roz, we're talking competition, learning curves from Shem and I, and how we recharge.
Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On KISS 92.5.